Welcome to Module 3. What is CORE? You may have heard about remote energies and how they can positively impact your life. You would be amazed to see the after effects once you start channeling remote energies. CORE is as easy as breathing. You can literally achieve this state by focused breathing and ACT, A-C-T, astral communication technique. It depends entirely on how you perceive this concept and how much you get involved in translating the meaning of CORE into your three-dimensional world. You live in a three-dimensional world in which you feel things, react to things, and create your personality by absorbing the energy from the materialistic world where you reside. However, three-dimensional life is superficial, materialistic, and money-focused. You have most likely set the wrong goals for yourself by observing people around you, and your conscious mind has made you believe in the existence of material things, whereas this is not the whole reality. You are more than just the physical presence of your body. There's more to what we normally see and hear. There's more to what our five senses can understand and comprehend. This is where the fourth dimension comes in. The fourth dimension answers all the unanswerable questions. In the fourth dimension, time and space don't matter, and everything is considered as one. You will be able to gain the wisdom to unfold a lot about yourself that you previously thought was impossible to unfold in the third dimension. You will get the answers to the questions that even science, theory, and logic cannot fully comprehend or explain even at the present time. In simpler words, you can meet your true individualism and shatter your false identified self in the fourth dimension. You can discover who you really are, your true self. You can make yourself the best version possible by bringing your originality from the fourth dimension to the third dimension. What you are experiencing right now is just the expression of your physical endeavors in the third dimension. In contrast, once you receive the energy from the fourth dimension, you will be able to understand your true self and learn about your natural abilities that will help you grow as a person and live your best life possible. This quest will help you with your inner self, and for the first time during your lifetime, you will have the experience of meeting the real you. You will have the conversation with your soul without the disruptions from the physical world or your surroundings. You can gain true wisdom along with your real purpose and mission in life. So let's talk about how to channel remote energies. Sometimes it becomes challenging to answer questions regarding the unseen. Channeling the remote energies is a quest for you. I will provide you with the tools that you need in order to properly channel remote energies. I want to encourage you to remain relaxed and patient because this course is going to teach you a new way of thinking. It will take you on a journey. I will guide you on how to concentrate using the astral communication technique, ACT. And with practice, you will be able to channel the remote energies. Most of the activities that you perform in daily life are the result of active thinking. You direct your mind and body to perform regular chores. This all happens when you consciously think of your actions. On the contrary, have you ever noticed that there are few activities that you do without cerebral activity? Those activities happen pretty organically, without you investing your thoughts in suggesting your next actions. For instance, you first learn about the keys when you start playing the piano. You learn how to play the piano to produce or make the music of your choice. But once you master your craft, it happens without active thinking. Your fingers flow, making a beautiful, satisfying sound that pleases your ears. Does that happen in one day? No, it takes time to master a craft. But once you get the rhythm, it flows organically. Here, the trick is to catch your rhythm. Everything in this world has its own vibration. The basic phenomenon is that all things have energy that vibrates at different frequencies. This includes everything in the physical world. And to receive the energy from the fourth dimension, you have to increase your vibration. By increasing your vibration, you can attract the positive energy from the fourth dimension that will help you understand yourself in depth. You can do that with many techniques, but to receive the energy, you have to open up yourself enough to attract and receive such strong energies. You must release from your body conscious thought, biased visions, and ego. This will make your mind a clear and open channel to attract all the goodness and potential from the fourth dimension. The higher your vibrations get, the more you will sync with the fourth dimension, and the more you will cut from your physical, mental, and emotional falsely identified self. You will receive clarity of mind, long-lasting happiness, calmness, and peace in your soul. The astral communication technique, ACT, can help you significantly increase your vibrations to gain the right energy from the fourth dimension, which can answer all your questions and provide you with immense wisdom to deal with the world. You can even increase your vibration by breathing, by inhaling the energy from your surroundings and exhaling negativity. You can sync your soul to the fourth dimension and channel remote energies to empower you with the right abilities and potentials that you are meant to have in this world. So let's talk about mastering optimism to channel the right energy. Working on yourself is necessary before channeling remote energies, since this will help you attract the right energies from the fourth dimension. What you attract depends on your energy, which is why you need to eliminate all the negativity the world has implanted in you. You must master how to control your energy and not let anything or anyone ruin your energy. Now, energy is something that makes or breaks your day. Sometimes you have a huge smile and feel fresh and just right after waking up. And there may be other days when you feel unworthy or anxious, and this can happen without any apparent reason. I'm going to guide you through the process of mastering optimism and taking full control over your energy by making yourself believe that all these thoughts are just in your mind and the shadow of the materialistic world in which you live. You can change them into positive vibrations by realizing what is serving you with positive thoughts and understanding the cause of negativity in your mind. It would be best if you detached yourself from these negative feelings by realizing what they are costing you. Negative feelings cause an energy dip that can prevent you from gaining everlasting peace of mind. These unnecessary and unworthy feelings can prevent you from finding yourself and meeting your inner soul. Negative feelings have a severe impact on your ability to reach your higher potential. So I'm going to help you remove these negative feelings so that you can attract only the positive energies. You will create a positive aura around you that cannot be shattered by unimportant and unworthy drops in energy. You can create a strong aura by inhaling positive thoughts, positive feelings, and positive energy in your body and feeding your soul with self-love. There are many paths that you can take to feed your soul. Through the eyes, for example, I want you to focus on feeding your soul with pleasantness. This will influence your energy. Not just the eyes, but all your senses and thoughts play a big role in balancing your energy. Being around other positive people, spreading love and kindness to others, and choosing acceptance can greatly increase your energy. So, your eyes, ears, mouth, nose, thoughts, feelings, and actions are the pathways of energy, and whatever you allow them to feed on, well, they will transmit the same energy. Whatever energy you are emitting is the type of energy you are attracting and eventually becoming the same. These can be considered bank accounts because you will get whatever you are depositing into your account. You can contemplate it as your emotional bank account. You need to deposit the right content to receive the benefits, as your mental state has the most influence on your energy. Let's talk now about methods of core. Once you have mastered your energy, have made yourself optimistic, and cleaned up your state covered with materialistic and pessimistic approaches, then you're ready to follow these methods to channel remote energy. So let's talk about using the astral communication technique, ACT. I will guide you to achieve the alpha state. The alpha state is explained in detail in the next module. The phase that is more relaxed than real awakening consciousness, and where you don't feel worry, sadness, and stress about the materialistic world. In the alpha phase, you don't let your conscious mind drive you. So you give the control to the unconscious mind that can attract the energies from the fourth dimension. You have to consider yourself an empty vessel that can take the energy from the fourth dimension and soak it in to achieve an unbiased personality and originality. In the fourth dimension, your conscious mind will let go of unworthy thoughts such as self-doubt, materialism, other people's opinions, and unfair judgments. You can achieve the alpha state by performing the activities that relax you the most. ACT, A-C-T, will guide you to the alpha state of consciousness. During the astral communication technique, ACT, you must focus on your breathing and keep your breathing intact. Your breathing in and out can help sync your body with your mind. You can help your body, mind, and soul connect and heighten the vibration of your body to attract energy from the fourth dimension. ACT can be used in a quiet and relaxing room or while sitting close to nature. Both are equally beneficial. Your mind will be trained into a highly focused state, the alpha state. With this strong concentration and focus, you can use ACT to reach the astral plane and channel remote energies in the fourth dimension. You don't need to close your eyes to reach the alpha state if you overcome and ignore the distractions around you with a sharp, focused mind. But initially, it's better for you to close your eyes when you start practicing to achieve the alpha state. Keep your body in a relaxed position. Sit comfortably so that you don't have to change positions while experiencing ACT. Otherwise, it can cause distractions and loss of focus. Choose the spot that works best for you. ACT provides you with the ability to connect with the fourth dimension. ACT can be as easy as sitting in a place and just breathing. Inhale positive energy and exhale all the materialism with each exhale. And you can sit in a room and imagine yourself in a place where you love to go. By practicing, you can achieve the power to connect with the fourth dimension and attract the right energy to unfold your inner potential. Spirituality is a strong moving point for many people. Focusing on spirituality while experiencing the astral communication technique can increase your vibrations and give you faith in your ability to connect with remote energies. If this speaks to you, then you can focus on your spirituality or faith during ACT to further align with the fourth dimension. This can also help you unfold your original, unique individuality. You can get your vibrations higher by practicing the astral communication technique, ACT, and you can easily start attracting energy from the fourth dimension. So let's talk now about your path to CORE, C-O-R-E. These are the initial signs that will help you through your journey to channel remote energies. If you're experiencing these signs while practicing, understand that you are on the right path. Then you will continue to focus since you are on the right path that will lead you to success. Additionally, these are all the signs that you're on the right path to channel remote energies in the fourth dimension. The first one is failure to keep track of time. You can consider the example discussed in the previous module where an artist doesn't understand how the hours have passed while painting because they love painting. When you follow the path that you have selected to attract the energies from the fourth dimension, you will lose track of time. You get so involved that you may not realize the passing of time, and your attraction will submerge into the depths where you will lose a concept of time. Time and space do not appear in the fourth dimension. Time is only a concept in the third dimensional world, and you will be able to feel that while you are in the fourth dimension, time is absent. A spike in energy. You will feel a spike in energy levels when you are in the fourth dimension or astral plane. You will not feel tired or sleepy. It may feel that you have taken an energy booster that will help you channel your remote energies. This natural energy that you receive may initially seem unnatural to you, but this is the energy that you attract from the fourth dimension. You will also notice that your soul is not attempting to stop you from doing this. Enthusiasm will take over, and nothing can pull you down when your soul is synced with your body and mind. You have attracted enough energy to power you through the core experience when your energy is flowing in a correct way. So you're going to feel more energy coming to you and helping you to continue on your path. You'll also feel happiness overload. By observing the right path and freeing yourself from the influences of the materialistic world, you will be able to receive immense pleasure and joy. You will also discover that this happiness will not be short-lived. You will enjoy the whole journey of channeling remote energies. You will find the path pretty amazing, as you're not working for the end, but you are doing it for your soul, and you have a willingness to continue on, and you love it. You will enjoy the journey as much as the end point where success is waiting for you. All the efforts are happening organically and naturally, and you are enjoying the journey. Appreciation cannot be your point of attraction while attempting to sync with your soul and channel the remote energies, but this will happen naturally to you. You will unfold your potential when you channel remote energies, and this will allow you to be unique and be your true self. You won't be following someone else's path. You will be doing what you're meant to do, and no one can do it better than you. This will make you stand out in the crowd. People will praise you for what you're doing and how amazing you are for following your path. It will come to you so naturally that you will be amazed at how good you are at it. Join me in the next module as we explore this further. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.